Going on.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. Okay, so this is packet 7. And trying, we did this in Shir in a couple of, Simon gave us in a couple of days. I think a little bit 2 plus. We're trying kind of just isolate the main points and do it, the whole packet 7 with the supplement in kind of one shot here if possible. Okay. So the topic of this one is Prisha Samach Le Vest, separating before the Vestas. Okay, so first let's define some terms. Okay, what is a Vestas? So a Vestas means the date that we could expect her to get her period on. Okay, that's the Vestas. Now we have a Vestas based on a pattern that she has before. She saw last month on this date, so maybe she'll see this month on this date. She saw last month after however many days, 28 days, maybe next month she'll see after 28 days. We're going to learn about different Vestos, as we call it. Vestas is a singular. Technically, the Sassos is the right plural, but people always say Vestos instead of the Sassos. No one says the Sassos, everyone says Vestos, right or wrong. So there are different Vestos, different dates that we could point at and say, this date, we have to be choshish, she's going to get her period on. And therefore, that we'll have certain chumras for that day. That's called the Vestas. A woman can have a Vestas kavua, meaning it's a well-established date. It's a well-established reason that this date we should be choshish for. Let's say she saw 3 times in the past several months, all in this pattern, after 28 days. So it's a Vestas kavua, that it's an established pattern she has. She could also have a Vestas that's eno kavua. It's not established, it's a pattern that we have to be choshesh for. Let's say she saw last month on a certain interval or a certain date. We'll learn about them, right? So we have to be choshesh maybe this month she'll see the same time, even though it's not a well-established pattern, but maybe we're in the middle of establishing a pattern. It's not yet well established, but we have to be choshesh for it anyway. That's a Vestas she'eno kavua. It'll have a slightly different halachas. But both those times are called the Vestos. The dates we have to be choshesh, she'll get her period. Now, there's another term we have to know, and that's called an ona. Okay? An ona is a specific time of the Vestas. The Vestas could be a certain calendar date. We split that date into two parts, the day and the night. Those are the two onos, the onas hayom and the onas halayla. And as we'll learn, that you have to be choshesh on the vest, but maybe for only one ona, only for one half of that day, meaning the daytime or the nighttime, depending on when she saw last month. And as we'll see, the date is the whole day. Like we define it, but we don't say it's, you know, if she saw last month and the end of the day, okay, but it's a day ona. Or it's a night ona. We work in those intervals of day and night. Okay, so those are just the basic terms which we're going to need to know. Okay, so now there is a halakha that because of this chash she's going to see, so the Gemara in Shavuos, Darshan Tzapasik, in the end of the Torah, he's hardened as Pnei Yisrael, mitumosam, that the Jewish people should be careful, we should separate al sachshash of her seeing her period. And in Shavuos Afir Ches, we have a drasha that Rabbi Yoshia says is an azhara that the Yisrael has to be porish min shosehen samach levesta. That the Jewish people have to be, the men have, and the women have to be separated from themselves, from each other, on the samach levesta. What does the samach levesta mean? So the Gemara explains that is the ona. As we said before, the day or night that she's expecting to see her period. She has to be, that separates that whole ona. Okay? And the Rambam in Chicago says that if someone would be mishamish with his wife during that day or night, during that samach levesta, right, we'll call that whole day or night the samach levesta, and they play a little Russian roulette and they lost, and she is pierced in the b'shas tashmish, that's considered a shogeg. And that's the achiv carbon on that. Because they should have separated, they should have been more careful, and they weren't. If she's piercing either at just a random time when there's no shash she's going to see, then that's an onus. There's no chiyuv carbon on that. Okay? We should point out one more thing. When we say we're choshish for this date, it's a very interesting thing. This date specifically, because of her pattern, you may say, well, if this date, then it should be from that date and on. Because then, even if she doesn't see on that date, then every day is one day closer to when she's going to see. It should be more of a chash. Logically, as logical as that sounds, that's not what we say. We say that we're locked into this date. After this date, they don't have to be Porish. If she didn't see on that date, they don't have to be Porish the day after and the day after that, even though L'chor Yosef is closer to when she's going to eventually see Nidus. It's this date is a certain quality that we're choshish on. But once that date passes, then you don't have to be Porish.
Is that because you were pregnant or something?
No, it's just that somehow, based on the cosmic world, how the world affects her, how the moon and everything affects her and her pattern, it's like we identify a certain one date, like based on her pattern. She saw after 28 days, so now after 28, on the 28th day. But if that date passed, so then the 29th day is you don't have to be poreish from then on. There are certain halachas which we'll learn about at some time in the future about are there chumras they have to engage in, bedikos, or maybe not. But al prisha, there's no chiv to be poreish from a guy, a couple does not have to be poreish from each other. Okay, so that is the halacha that they have to separate. Now, is this din that they have to separate from each other? Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabban? Okay? Vestos d'araisa or vestos d'rabban? So, there's a Gemara Nidan Daf Zayin, which discusses this question. Are vestos d'araisa, vestos d'rabban? Now, let's just define, what does a vestos d'araisa mean? What does vestos d'rabban mean? Vestos d'araisa means that you have to be choshish on a d'araisa level that the vestos is going to come on this date. And therefore, there is a chiyuv for her to do a bedika midaraisa on that day. If she does not do a bedika on that day, let's say she forgets, she's busy, whatever, then we have to be choshish that the dam came and she's a nida. And that's it. Orach bezman oba. The nida came in its right time because it's a deraisa chash. The Torah is telling us you have to assume that it happened. So unless you are mevar that it didn't through a bedika, you have to be choshish that it happened. Okay? That's vestos d'araisa. Vestos d'rabbanon, which is how we pass in, is a different thing. That means that midaraisa, you don't really have to be choshish that it came. The d'rabbanon say that there's a great likelihood that it's going to happen on this specific day. So midarabbanon, we are mechayev the woman to do a bedika on that day. If she doesn't do a bedika on that date, it's not like it's all done. So then she could do a bedika after that date. And then if that bedika ends up being tame, she'll be tame. If she ends up being tahora, she'll be tahora. Right, I don't want to get too much into the nuts and bolts of that, because that's going to be next year. Next packet is going to be more about this, that specific gemara. But suffice it to say that there's a chiyuv bedika on the Yom HaVeses, and if you hold Vestos d'Araisa, if she doesn't do the Bedika, she's automatically Tmeya. If you hold Vestos d'Rabbanon, then there's still a Tashlumen she could do after that day. She could do a Bedika after, and until she does the Bedika, she'll be, okay, we'll discuss more about it, she'll be Tmeya, but if she does that Bedika, then she'll be Tahora if the Bedika comes out good. Okay? So that's because of Vestos d'Rabbanon. How do we pass them? We assume Vestos d'Rabbanon. Okay? But now, within Vestos d'Rabbanon, let's discuss what exactly is d'Rabbanon. Okay? So the Pashtus is, and this is how we generally assume, is that the whole Vestas is d'Rabbanon. From that whole day. It's all in d'Rabbanon. All in d'Rabbanon, that's basically, and that's the assumption. That's like the Rashba, and that's the normal, that's the Derech HaMelech. There are three other interesting shitas in this, okay? One is the Rashita of the Ra'ah, who says that The whole machlokas, whether vesos deraisa or vesos derabanan, is only from the time, from the beginning of the day till the time that she assumes she's going to see. Back then, they were very precise. They knew, like, to the minute, like, when they were going to see. It wasn't just during the day. It was at, you know, 3 p.m. They would know. That they were very, very scheduled. So the Ra'ah says that the machlokas of vesos deraisa, vesos derabanan, is from the beginning of the day until that time. Until the actual shas vesis, the shas, the time that she's going to see. That's the machlokas that he holds the rest of the Rabbanon. But from the time she's going to see, that 3 p.m. through the rest of the day, everyone will hold that vesis deraisa. Everyone will hold that deraisa from the 3 p.m. to the end of the day. The whole machlokas is the prior time. Okay, is that clear?
What situation?
That's on the day that we expect her to see, right? So we said it's the Rabban, right? It's Machlokas in the Gemara, it's the Raisa the Rabban. Okay? So the Rashba, the Derech HaMelech, is to say that the Sa'at who holds is the Rabban, and the whole day is the Rabban, the beginning to end. The Ra'ah has an interesting Mahalach. He says, no. That whole Machlokas, the Raisa the Rabban, that you hold is the Rabban, and that's from the beginning of the day till the minute that she expects to see. Let's see. 3 p.m. That's when she sees. From 3 p.m. to through the rest of the day, through, let's say, 6 p.m., that everyone holds as deraisa, because it's more likely she's going to see from that time till the rest of the day, this day, because until that time, she doesn't really have a chazaka she's going to see. But if I kind of isolate this day, or this ona, right, so this day, but she sees at 3 p.m., so from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. is more likely she's going to see, because that's, she's supposed to see at 3. And it didn't come yet, okay, but if this day is the day it's going to come, so then it's more likely it's going to come.
And then it's 6 o'clock.
And then at 6 o'clock you say, okay.
And it becomes more calm than it was.
Ironically, because it's not the day. Meaning,
right.
It's because it's not the day anymore.
Okay.
It's not the,
okay.
That's the Shita Sarah. Again, it's
only if she has a vest.
Yeah, we're assuming Vesas Kavua now. Okay, we're going to get into, in the next show, we'll talk about a Chalak between Vesas Shema. Okay.
All of these three interesting Shitas are all assuming Vesas Kavua. Everything is.
Right, yeah, let's go with that. Vesas Shema Kavua is going to come in the next show. We're going to talk more about Vesas Shema Kavua. Okay? And that's the Shita that are all. That's one interesting Shita, which we quoted it as a, you know, idea. You should know. The Ritva has another permutation of this. He says that within Vestas Derabanan, right, that's the majority of the day. But the actual, again, time that you know she's going to see, that 3 p.m., so some look to that, like a half hour before, that'll be the rice according to everyone. That, like, that's some look to the actual minute. Like, he says, like a chatzisha around the time when she's supposed to see, like 2:30. But beyond that, the rest of the day I'll be Derabanan, if you hold Vesas Derabanan. This is all, within holding Vesas Derabanan, they're still saying there's a Chelek which will be the Raisa.
So she has to be Bodek within that half hour, and if she doesn't Bodek, she reverts her Abanan?
No, or at least the Chiev, no, the Chiev to separate me, the Raisa,
okay,
will be during that time. And so that's the Shita Saritva.
Again, the Nafkamina would be whether he's Chayav or Shevik.
So, yeah, the Nafkamina will be, I don't know, just what's the, are you violating the Raisa or the Rabbanan?
Yeah,
for us, it's no Nafkamina.
You would have to bring a korban either way.
Right, I mean, the question is this is the Raisa or is it the Rabbanan? There's no Nafkamina for us. I mean, we keep the Raisa, we keep the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Just, the Nod of Yehuda, I mean, we're going to have, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have some Nafkamina. The Nod of Yehuda is the third interesting sheet. Just going to the Achron now. The Nod of Yehuda has a, he wants to say like this. He wants to say that everyone holds. I'll say the sheet, then I'll say how he gets to it. Everyone holds that the chiyuv to be porish from one's wife is the raisa. Even if you hold less as the rabbana, the chiyuv to be porish is the raisa. What, when he says the rabbana, what do we mean? If she didn't do a vedika, do I assume that she is now tamei me the raisa or not? Meaning, post facto, the chiyuv to be poreish in the future—that's the raisa. Now, if she, and And let's say she did. So now, the vest passes, and she didn't do a bedika. So now it's an afkamina whether I hold vestus deraisa versus derabanan. The vestus deraisa person is going to hold that she's assumed to be a nida, and the vestus derabanan person will say, no, she can do a bedika now. A difference between the future versus the past. Where does the Noda Behuda get this from? And then maybe we'll understand it better. There's more in Gittin. Okay, more in Gittin, which talks about someone is a shliach, a zakin or a chola makes a shliach to give a get to his wife. So the guy travels to give the get to his wife. Now, could he assume that the guy, the mishaleach, the baal, is still alive, or maybe he died already? So is she an alman or is she a gerusha? So the halacha is that you assume that he is still alive. You assume he gives a get, and assume that the guy's still alive, and therefore should be a gerusha, not an alman. Likewise, if she's a bas yisrael who's married to a kohen.
What's the gemara given chav chesnei?
The Mishnah there says that if someone sends a get, to his wife, so the shliach can give the get with the safe assumption that the baal, the person who's sending the get, is still alive, and that this woman will therefore be divorced, and we don't assume that the guy died already. Therefore, she's a gerusha. She's not zekuka liyavam. If we assume the guy died already, then she's going to have a yibum chalitza issue. So you assume no, the guy's alive, and therefore she's a gerusha. Likewise, if let's say she marries a kohen, and the kohen goes to Medina Sayyam, so she's allowed to continue eating truma on the assumption that her husband is alive. She doesn't be choshesh the guy died. Her husband died. So that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, why is this true? Don't we have another braisa which says, if a guy gives a get to his wife for the time, he says, how do you say gitech? Sha'achas kodem misasi. One, this get should be chal an hour before I die. Okay? So she has to, she has to stop eating truma now. Because maybe this minute is going to be the minute before he dies. Maybe this minute is going to be the minute before he dies. Maybe next minute is going to be the minute before he dies. And therefore, maybe the get's going to be chal now, and she won't be able to eat the truma. So she always has to be choshesh that now, maybe he died now. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Why in the case when he says, sha'achas kodem misasi, do I assume that every minute maybe he's dead? And why by the case of when he sends the get with a shliach, do I assume he has a cheskas that he's alive? Do I assume people have a chazaka they're alive, or a chazaka that they're dead? If we don't know. So the Gemara has a line. It says, Shema meis lo cheshinon, Shema yamos cheshinon. Where choshesh, a person has a cheskas chayim, right? We can't go against the cheskas chayim. So, if I say, did he die? We say no, because he has a chazaka, he's alive. If I say, will he die? Well, yeah, he's eventually going to die. So saying, is he going to die in the next minute? That's not going against his cheskas chayim, because right now he's alive. Will he eventually die? Yes. So shema meis lo cheshinon, shema yamos cheshinon. When we're dealing with the past, we're not choshesh. I'm not choshesh. I'm going against the chazaka that maybe. Meaning, I can't go against his cheskas chayim, right? So I'm not choshesh. He died. If the issue is this the minute before he will die? Well, maybe that is not going against his cheskas chayim, right? Maybe this is maybe he is still alive now, but he will die in the next minute, right? Understand how that's not going against his cheskas chayim, because to say maybe he will die in the next minute presupposes he's still alive now, right? He looks in the past and the future. So the Noda Behuda says, oh, based on this whole context by Gittin, I need to learn a halacha and halachas nida. What's the halacha? This yisod, shema meis lo cheshinon, shema yamos cheshinon. Shema, if something happened in the past, I'm not choshesh. If it will happen in the future, I am choshesh. So this woman says, no, we have a cheskas tara, right? So will she eventually see nidus? Yes. Okay? So when I come to the beginning of the ona and I say, is there a chiv midaraisa to be poresh or not? I say yes. Maybe she will see. Maybe she will see during this ona is not going against the chazaka that she's tahora now. Because I'm choshesh, maybe she will, maybe the chazaka will change, which is, it's going to happen. So maybe the change is going to happen in the next minute. Maybe it's going to happen in the next minute. So it's constantly a chiyuv prisha, that whole ona, because maybe she will see. That doesn't go against her cheskas tara. If the ona passes and she says, oh, I forgot to do my bedika, right? Do I assume that it came, that the nidus happened, and she missed it? So if I hold that vestus drabana, what I'm saying is that no, you don't have to be choshesh for that. Because that is going against her cheskas tara. Right? Her cheskas tara is that she's tahora. You want to say that she saw, and it's taking away her cheskas tara. No, I can't be. Don't say that she saw. Don't say that it happened. Right? That's saying that her that's contradictory to her chazaka. You want to say that she saw. Well, no, she has a cheskas tara that she didn't see. Right? So that's, if you hold Vesas Drabon, Vesas Deraisa is different. Vesas Deraisa holds as a Deraisa Chash, that we assume that it came, for sure, 100%. Okay? But that's now here, we hold Vesas Drabon. So, what another Yehuda says is a Chiddush. He's saying that whole Shita of Rav that we pass in Vesas Drabon, that's only post facto. That's if you didn't do a bedika, I don't have to assume it came, and he could still be mashlim with the bedika now. But the chiyuv prisha, peshas vest, on the day of the vest, that for sure is the chiyuv deraisa, because maybe she will see. Maybe she will see. And that's not going against her cheskas tara.
But after the days passed?
After the days passed,
she could go back.
Then we could hold vestos derabanan.
She could go back with her husband, the Isra of Prisha goes away. If she was tahora, she was bodhi.
Right, if she does, even if she, right, and she forgot to do the bedika, oh, but she does the bedika afterwards, and it's tahora, she's okay.
Okay.
She's fine. So, that's a very big kind of qualification that Nodabihu gives to the Gemara, right? Vestas deraisa is only a post facto thing according to him. Right? Not. Right, Vestas derabanan is only a post facto thing. So, to say it in a sentence, we have, say in a sentence, we have the three shita. We hold Vestas Drabon, right? So the Derech HaMelech, which we assume is the whole thing is the Drabon, from beginning to end, okay? And that's why the whole thing is the Drabon. The Ra'ah says that it's only Drabon, the beginning of the vest, but from the time she's expected to see through the end of the Raisa. The Ritva says, even if you hold the Sterabonon, it's the vest in general, but like the half hour, some of the time she's expecting to see, everyone will hold the Sterabonon. And the Noda Behuda's Chiddush is that the Chiyah Prisha is a Deraisa according to everyone. The whole Machloka Sterabonon or Deraisa, which we hold the Rabonon, is after the fact. If she didn't do a Bedika, we're allowed to do a Bedika after. So, however you slice it, one nafkamina for Vestas Drabanan is that if she didn't do a bedika that she was supposed to do beyond vest, she's allowed to make it up after. That's okay? A little complicated, but okay. Now, what is Aser on this Shas vest? Okay? We say it has to be Porish. Porish from what? So, clearly it has to be Porish from Tashmer Shemitah. Okay? Now, the Rashba says that really, since vessels are drabanan, that's the only thing they have to be porish from, is Tashmer Shemitah, right? The Rashba, and that's the Pashas and Shulchan Aruch. That's the only thing they have to be porish from, and that's Pashas and Mechaber. Mechaber says only Tashmer is aser, Shar Privos is mutter, right? And the Rashba says because vessels drabanan. Again, Nodavihuda wouldn't necessarily say this, right? But we're not really going with the Nodavihuda now, okay? So he says that the whole chiyuv prisha is the raisa, right? The Rashba is saying that the chiyuv prisha is the rabbanon. The whole thing is the rabbanon. The whole chiyuv prisha. So what do you have to? So only be parish from tashmish, right? Because the whole thing is just a chumrah. Okay, there is a shita of the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin is quoted in the Shach. And the Shuvah Sedeshin wants to say that you should be porish from chibuk v'nishuk, from hugging and kissing, as well. And he He wants to say that based on the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that los sikruvu lekalos erva is a din deraisa, and that would include kibbutz v'nishuk. So he wants to have this chash to be parish of kibbutz v'nishuk as well. So the Shach quotes it and says it's not the Shulchan Aruch is clearly not holding that way, but tavo alof bracha to be choshesh for this truma sedeshin. Okay. So that's another derech agav, you know, nafkamina of Festus Drabanon, is that the Rashba says only Tashmish is Aser. Okay? And this Shema Sadeshin is a Chumra, Tavala Bracha. It's a Chumra of the Shach to be Choshish for it. Okay. Now, we said that you have to be Choshish during the Ona, the day or the night. Okay? So, what is day and what is night? Okay, so is that Nates to Shkia? Is that Alos to Tseis? What is considered day or night? And I should mention that when we say day or night, we go in chunks. It's day or night. If she saw, let's say, last month, you know, a half hour before Shkia, that's the day. And then this coming month, she'll have to be Poresh the whole day Ona. Even though the morning is farther away from that, from when she saw, than the night is, right? She saw a half hour before Shkia. So ironically, right, you're being poished during the whole day, and you're being matter her at night, even though the night was closer in time to when she saw. But that's how we work, based on days. Is that clear? Right, day versus night. So what is day and what is night? So the Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Chavis Das says, is Nates. We go from Nates to Shkia. And that's the Minhag Olam. It's Nates to Shkia. The Sidrei Tara and Rav Abadi and the Or Yitzchak, they feel that you should go from Alos to Tseis. And Rav Abadi says, when the Shulchan Aruch says Nates, he means Lav Dafka Nates. He means Alos.
Alos to Tseis, he says?
Yeah, that's what Rav Abadi holds. And the Sidrei Tara also. They have, the bigger day. Now, again, that's a chumran kula, meaning because the smaller your day is, the bigger your night is.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens? So that's not focus, and there's some said minhag olam is like the Chavos Das, that's neat. But the Aruch HaShulchan says a third shita. He says you have to be choshish for both. So that means, that's the Aruch HaShulchan says. So which means that if you see, let's say, after Alos and before Nates, okay? So, let's say after Alos and before Nates. So according to the Chavos Das and the Pashas Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag Olam, so that's a night Ona because it's before Nates. According to Rav Abadi, that's a day Ona because it's after Alos. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you have to be choshish for both. The day and the night, you have to be choshish for the Alos people and the Nates people. You have to be choshish, it's a night Ona and a day Ona. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's a chumri. You have to be choshish for two onos next month. You follow that?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Meaning?
Because it tends to be 24 hours.
Right, because you have to be choshish. Right, because, again, they saw after Alos before Nates. So I hold the day starts at Alos. So now, okay, so I saw it during the day. So next month I have to be choshish during the day. If I hold Nates, then it's not day yet. It's still night. So next month has to be choshish the night, and if I don't know, I'm besafik like the Aruch HaShulchan.
The next month
has to be choshish for the day, the night, and the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Sishkan of Rabbi said alos to tseis or alos to shkia.
Alos to tseis, I think.
Okay, alos to
tseis. So those two go together.
First opinion is nates to shkia, and then alos to
tseis. Right. I don't remember. And the same thing if I see after shkia and before tseis.
Right.
This is going to be the same. Suffix. Did I hold it day? Did I hold it night? Or my choshish for both? Okay. Now let's say the woman forgets. She saw it in the morning time. And pick whichever sheet you want. Let's say Nates. Okay. Did I see it before Nates? Did I see get my period after Nates? I don't know. I forgot. Unsure. Okay. Or I saw. Let's go to Nates to Shkia. I saw it right around Shkia time. I don't remember whether it was before Shkia or after Shkia. What do we tell the woman to do? So another nafkamina of Vestos Drabanan. Since Vestos Drabanan, we're going to go with Kula, and we say you only have to be Choshesh For one. I'm not going to be machmir and say misafik b'choshesh for day and night. I'm going to be choshesh for one. Which one? Always the later one. Always the later one, because that's when she vadei saw. Right? She's vadei seen. So, if she is the safik whether she saw before or after nates, so, you only have to keep, that's just the rabbanon, you only have to keep one. Which one? The day onam. Right? We assume it happened after nates. If she saw so I forgot, before or after Shkia, I forgot which one. Since Festus Rabbanon, we're not going to throw the book at you. You only have to keep one Ona. Which one? The night Ona. The second one. Okay? Another nafkamina for Festus Rabbanon, that we only make her keep one Misafik, not both.
In the following month.
What?
The following
which
month.
One is it? It's the second one.
Okay.
But if I hold Festus to Raisa, I'd probably have to be choshesh for both. The day and the night. Okay?
The second one?
What?
Why the second one?
So, reason, okay, I didn't say specifically because it was a long clear in Shir, but Rabbi Simon in Shir said he thought he saw someone say also that's part of the kula of Vestos Drabonon, but in Shir he actually read the Shach, and the Shach's reason was because they have to choose between them. Well, the later one is the Vat, Shiva they saw during the later one, because whenever she saw it, it continued, right? So the second one is the Vade Re'iyah was during that, meaning the period extended. Whenever she saw, meaning if she
saw after Shkia?
Meaning if she saw, say, I don't know whether it was before or after Shkia. Well, she's definitely the after Shkia.
Right?
If she saw before or after Nates, I'm not sure which one. Well, after Nates, she's for sure neither.
Yeah. Right.
So you always go with the second
one.
That's how the Shach brings it down. Now, sorry, it's a little long, we just did a lot in this shiur.
Yeah.
Okay, now as far as day and night goes, we had two other side shitas, which are other side rishonim, which are idiots. One is the shita of the Asaf, we just kind of mentioned in passing, and he says, we don't define day and night like I just said before, you know, day versus night. You basically take the 6 to 6 day, right, and you kind of say, when is, you know, the equal day, 12 hours, and you kind of say, okay, that 6 o'clock, that will always define when day is and night is, no matter what time of the year it is. You take that one day, and that's going to be your defining demarcation between day and night for the whole year. So, during the summer, it could be, you know, the sun could be out, and it could still be a night or no, according to the Avi Asaf. The Avi Asaf. That's the
that's Rishon, by the way.
What?
They say it's the Ravya.
Ravya. Yeah, yeah. The Ravya. Ravya Asaf. Yeah, same. They're all the same shita. Okay, the other shita, shita Rishonim, which we quoted, was the shita of the Or Zarua, and the Or Zarua has a chumra. That the chumra is to be choshesh the ona before the Samach Levesta. Samach Levesta. So basically 24 hours. So if it's a day ona, the night before as well. If it's a night ona, the day before as well. Okay, that's the shita of the chumra of the Or Zarua. You have to be choshesh for the ona before the ona that she expects to see it. So he makes it a 24-hour iser, prisha. So now, this shita of the Or Zarua, you have to be choshesh for the ona before, the ona kodem. So the Beis Yosef says that, the Beis Yosef quotes this, and he basically says that he doesn't get it. This is a Chumrei Seira. He says, Ein Tam V'Shorish. It seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Osa Ona, that Ona. So Mehecha Teisi, like, where does the Or Zarua come and make a Chumra? Like, Nachan Ona. So the Beis Yosef says that this is just a Chumrei Seira. The Shach tries to defend the Or Zarua and say at least a Svar for the Or Zarua. He says, like this, he says, this man, Chazal, again, the woman saw at a specific time, let's say 3 p.m. So Samach Levesta was that whole day.
Yeah.
But now, a woman who sees, she like the whole day, she sees it radically through the whole day. So we'll kind of say our whole day is the equivalent of that 3 p.m. So Samach Levesta for us would be the Ona before the Ona. Meaning I kind of condense our whole day to be the equivalent of that. In the time of Chazal, 3 p.m. was the time she saw, let's say, right?
Yeah.
So then, the chash was, after the chumra was the whole day. So for us, the whole day is the suffix. It's like that 3 p.m. So the chash would be the owner before it.
Yeah.
That's how the chash wants to at least give a svar for the or zeruah. But Rav Yisrael quoted the Shuras Shai, who's medayik. If you're medayik in the or zeruah himself, the or zeruah himself makes it sound like this whole chumra he's saying is only a chumra by a veses kavua. That if a woman has a veses kavua, then he's machmer to have the honor before. But by veses she'ino kavua, which is already not unsure she's going to see anyway, he never, even the Orzura himself, never said this chumra to be choshesh
for the... Lockdown drill, please go to the nearest safe location.
Okay, this is the safe location. So the Orzura himself, the Shurashai says, never said to be choshesh for the owner before on a Vesa Shein HaGavua. And our women, Bizman Hazeh, really Vesa Shein HaGavuas. So the Churis, so, and the Chazon Ish, in a letter, was also Mekil, not to be Machmir. And he says, Harvi Mekil, not to be Choshesh for this Or Zeruah. Okay, I'm sorry. Two more points here. Okay. This year took us like over two plus shiur. So, and that is the exception. The exception to the rule. We said that there's a Chiyah Prisha Samach Levesta. There's an exception to that. And that's the Gemara Daf and Yivamas Daf Samach Beis, which says, Chayv Adam Lifkoros Ishto Kodem Sheitzel Aderech. That before a person goes on a derech, on a big trip, he has to be poked his Ishto, he has to be mindful, he has to attend to the needs of his wife. And what does that mean? So the Gemara first qualifies that this is a Kula, that we allow him to do something samach levesta, even though it's during the time when he generally has to be porish miishto, we allow him a kula to do something, a chiv, if he's going on a dvar rishus. If he's going on a dvar mitzvah, we say let him just go. But if it's a dvar rishus, then they're chayv adam lefkodes ishto. So what is that chayv lefkodes ishto? So Rashi says, heter tashmish. Even though it's, we just said before, right? So the, right? Asar l'bnei Yisrael, l'frosh min yoshem, right? Samach levesta. We say, okay, but this is an exception to it. The Rashba says, because vestos drabon. That whole chiyuv tzarach l'frosh es ishto, that was an asmachta, and we hold vestos drabon. Then that's why Rashi holds, even tashmish amita is mutter. Even tashmish is mutter. Ravina Tam says tashmish is not mutter. What the chiyuv is, divrei ritzui. You have to be misameach or divrei ritzoi. That's what's mutter, but not tashmish. Doesn't mean Rabbeinu Tam holds rest of steraisa. It just means that aval pikin, we're not going to be mekel to have tashmish during the ona, during the shas vesta.
What is
the to be meratza her, yeah, speak nicely to her and be misameach her with words.
You don't need a heter for that.
No, but there's a chiv to do it. It's a chayv adam lufkodes ishto. And if it's a dvar mitzvah and he's in a rush, he should just go. But if he's going on a dvar rishus, he can't just run out. He has to be mefayis his wife first. So Rashi holds that pius is betashmish, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's bedvarim. And there's one more shita, which is the shita of the Nemuke Yosef, which holds that it means a totally different thing. It means that if she is supposed to go to the mikvah in the next ona, if he's going on a dvar rishus, he can't leave. He has to wait till she goes to the mikvah to be mishamish with her and then go. And if it's a dvar mitzvah, he doesn't have to wait the day till she goes to the mikvah. That's the Nemuke Yosef. All these days are basically quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch Kofei Dalet, where all this is found, so the Mechaber just says, you know, you have to be poked as ishto, and the Ramah says, I mean, probably explaining the Machaber, even Tashmish. The Ramah then quotes the Ravinu Tam. It says, we're Machmir not to do Tashmish, only the Ravitsui. Okay? Even though he holds Vesas Rabbanon, but still, we're not going to be Machmir on Tashmish, only the Ravitsui. And then he quotes the Ruki Yosef as well, that if he's going, he has to, if he's supposed to go to the mikvah that night, he has to wait. Again, only if it's the Tvarishus, it's the Tvarishus, he doesn't have to wait.
She's already about to go to the mikvah.
She's gonna. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. She's gonna go to the mikvah tonight.
Okay, so isn't she like still the eraser? The until she goes to the mikvah.
Yeah. So what the Ruki Yosef says is that he can't go on the trip now.
Right. If it's done a mitzvah,
then he can go on the trip now.
He just needs to leave.
Right. It's not an issue of doing something for her, Tashmash or Debre Ritzu. It's an issue of, does he have to wait?
Yeah.
So, according to Rabbi Yosef, if it's a Devar Mitzvah, he could just go. If it's a Devar Rishus, he can't just go. He has to wait, and he'll wait till tonight, she'll go to the mikvah, and then he'll go tomorrow. One... What?
Yosef also talked about
Vestas.
He has to wait an
ona. Yeah, that's what you're saying. He has to wait that ona. He has to wait one ona. If he's going on Devar Rishus, he has to go one ona. He has to wait one ona before he goes on his trip. If it's two onas away, he doesn't have to wait. But if it's... and the last point, Hara, here, is that there is a machaber which says that if a woman is in a cave, she's hiding from the, she's in a machvei, so you don't have to be choshesh. The machaber says you don't have to be choshesh because charadim is alakas as adamim. The fear will make her period not come. The Rambam says the chaskila she should do a bedika, but that musug, that something could be monea the period from coming. So the Radvaz talks about the women that would drink something to stop contraception. They would drink something. They had some type of thing they would drink to make sure she wouldn't get pregnant. So that works. So the Radvaz says that works, and she doesn't have to be choshesh for her vestos because she's misulakas damim. How this plays out in our day and age, I don't remember if we actually quoted the Mirkas Shlomo or just said it, that pills. This is the equivalent of our pills. The contraception of today. So in the Mirkas Shlomo, I think, says our pills are probably much better than whatever, you know, mashke that they were drinking in the days of the Radvaz. They're probably more effective, bisman hazeh. So if a woman's on birth control, so she doesn't have to be choshish for the vestas. Only the vestas of the pill. Whatever the pill will dictate. It's like a vestas haguf. It's you're rigging the system yourself, then you're going to have to be choshish for the vestas. So we just saw, right, there's a chiyuv prishuv so fast, we hold vestas to Rabbanon, we saw nafkaminas, one nafkamina was vestas to Rabbanon, therefore she didn't do a bedika, she can make up the bedika, chayiv lefkodes ishto, Rashi holds he could do even tashmish, again we're mafkamir, we hold that we hold tashmish is not, during a shas, vestas, mikra hadin, chiyuv finishuk is mutter, right? We hold that if she's not sure when her vestas is, you don't have to be choshesh for both, only one, right? All these things because of vestas that are on. Okay.
Thank you.